to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. Are you beginning to sense a personal relationship with something? I would love to tell you all of that was planned and orchestrated by me, but it wasn't. But the infinite is having its way with itself. How wonderful is that? So this morning we're wrapping up our month-long journey. And really, it's just hopefully it's the beginning of a journey with our exploration of self-care. We talked about the evolution of self-care, right? Cause and effect. Involution being what we think, acted upon by law, shows up as what we experience our self-care to be. If you're not enjoying your self-care, change what you tell yourself about it and watch how you experience it change. It's really that simple. Sometimes I think if this were more complicated, if we like could do more with it. No. Sometimes a toothpick is just a toothpick. That's it, doesn't it? Sometimes the greater meaning is that there is no greater meaning, right? But we like to get really involved from the neck up. Today, we're gonna be really involved in the heart. So then we talked about balancing grief and joy. Two sides of the same coin, right? It's really that simple. And then last week, we talked about pleasure. And pleasure means a lot of things to a lot of people. On the spiritual side, if we could just imagine that pleasure is very simply experiencing the divine's nudge to experience itself, and that when we say yes to that, perhaps there is no greater pleasure we can experience than to actually move through life in perfect alignment with our human self and our spiritual self. Which brings us to personalizing the infinite. Language is such a funny thing. It really is. Quite honestly, I am amazed with the complexity of the English language that any of us ever communicate anything. I'm just saying, right? Because I'm really reminded, if you're not familiar with him, Robert J. McCloskey, and I'm going to read this directly because it's a bit of a brain twist, but I live this. Maybe you do too. I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I am not sure that you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. Right? Isn't language fun? So, Don Miguel Ruiz in The Four Agreements teaches us what? Personalize nothing. Nothing. And yet, this morning, I'm going to talk to you about personalizing the infinite. Wait, what? But he said personalize nothing. Well, factually, the infinite is no thing. But see, we hear nothing, and somehow we think non-existent versus the infinite as no thing. Being source, being simultaneously undefined and defined. In multiplicity. The chair you're sitting in is the infinite. The clothes you put on this morning is the infinite. If you showered every drop of water that came out of your faucet and through your shower nozzle, was the infinite bathing the infinite, and the infinite ran down the drain as the infinite into the pipe as the infinite. Because if it's all one thing, then it has to be one thing. And my experience, my logic, my exploration, and that of every recorded mystic, for that matter, points to it's all one thing. And it's all the same thing. We experience it differently. We define it differently. But there's only one thing. And why wouldn't we define it differently if we're individualized expressions of it? Right? I'm going to have a completely different experience of the infinite than you do. So let's play with some definitions. Infinite. Because before we personalize it, let's figure out what it is. Right? In the 1926 Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, that which is beyond comprehension. That's it. Right? 1938, apparently he got some questions about that definition, and he added a little bit to it in 1938. That which is beyond human comprehension. The infinite is God. Now, God may not work for you. That word may not work for you. Many of us have been beat up by that word. So whatever word works for you, use that. Because the word God is just like every other word. It's a human construct to define something. And if it doesn't work for you, use the one that does. I promise there's no Science of Mind police that are going to come to your door.
I understand you've been not using the word God.
No, not going to happen. So you get to use whatever word you want. Interestingly enough, Oxford Dictionary, limitless or endless in space, extent, or size, impossible to measure or calculate. So the fact that we're even trying to define it is a bit ridiculous. By definition, we can't, and yet we do, because we're just that way. I love that it comes from the Latin root infinitus, which is the combination of two words, in being not, finitus being finished. So it literally means not finished. Now, I got goosebumps when I read that because it really fits with everything that we teach and are experiencing, that the infinite is constantly expanding itself. It's not finished. So if it's still expanding and still adding to itself, how could we possibly measure it? Right? This piece of paper, if I want to find the center of this piece of paper, I start at the edge and measure in. And I start at this edge and measure in. And it comes to a point in the center, right? When there is no edge, you can't find a specific center. And perhaps if it's constantly expanding, perhaps its center is literally everywhere. I think we can assume that because we can't prove it to be different. And so what's the worst case scenario? We assume that the center of the infinite is everywhere. I think that's a safe one to play with, even though Don Miguel Ruiz told us to not make any assumptions too. So here's the thing. Personalizing it requires us to understand that we are it in form. Because most of us, if we hear the word personalize, And this is just like a 30-second snapshot of personalizing, right? I could have filled up 10 pieces of paper with definitions of personalizing. I was like, oh, good Lord. And how many of us these days hear personalizing something as completely negative? Anybody else? Oh, you're just personalizing that. Right? That's what we've done with it. We've turned it into a negative. Not everything's about you, and yet perhaps it is. Because perhaps it's true that there is no you, and there is no me. And if there's only one thing, and it is everything, then logically it stands to reason that everything is about that one thing. I'm just saying. Perhaps our words get in our way. And perhaps this idea of personalizing the infinite gives us an opportunity to build a mental bridge to truly begin to heal this idea of separation. That we're not connecting two things, but we are literally coming to an experience of that which we already are. We already are that. You don't have to look for it. In fact, the more we look for it, the more we deny that we are it, and the less likely we are to find it, because we're looking in the wrong direction. Look inward. Because once you find it inside, once you understand that you are it, then you will understand what it is, and then you will by default know that everything you look at is it. Everything you experience is it. But if I don't know it here first, I can't know that when I look at Dr. Phil, I'm looking at the infinite as Dr. Phil. I won't know that if when I look in the mirror, I don't see this blue-eyed, bearded Southern boy as the infinite. Because I am. I don't always act like it. Let's be real. Right? Sometimes my behavior fools me, and I start thinking I'm my behavior. Behavior is nothing more than evidence of what's going on in my brain. What I'm telling myself, what I'm believing. That part is changeable. The truth that I'm the infinite in form, not changeable. Non-negotiable. I have a choice. I can embody it. First, I have to understand it. Then embrace it, then embody it. To truly personalize the infinite is to embody it, to be it. And sometimes we have to start by thinking about it, right? And sometimes we have to start by thinking about what we're not. Perhaps. For me, it all comes down to faith. Now, I have some more brain twisters, another brain twister for you. But first, let's look at it. And if the Bible offends you, come talk to me. Come talk to me. Because the way the Bible has been used, I agree, is egregious and offensive. It's a magnificent collection of wisdom in print when we understand it as that. Okay. And maybe some of us have some healing work to do and some forgiveness work to do to be able to get to that place. Because some of us have been bludgeoned with that book. Right? That wasn't the book. That was the one holding it. Right? Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. Now, and this is from the George Lamsa version, now faith is the substance Listen very closely. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, just as it was the substance of things which have come to pass. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And in this way, it became a testimony of the elders' experience. For it is through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen came to be from those which are not seen. Cause and effect. It's exactly what we teach. It's exactly what we teach. The infinite, the unformed, the substance acted upon by its own activity that we call law comes into form. We experience it. That is the evidence that we testify about. Right? And that builds our faith in this substance, the unseen substance, the infinite. So this whole process of being human is an opportunity of faith. All we have to do is connect the dots that everything in form came out of the unformed. And we'll return to that. Where are phone booths? They're back in the unformed because I can't find one. Right? And then there are Paisley bell bottoms that seem to come and go. They're in form, they're out of form. They're in form, they're out of form. Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith says it this way, and I have to read this because it is, okay. I apologize to your brains in advance. When we believe more in what we don't see than what we do see, we won't see, and what we don't see, we will see. Did you get that? It's absolutely true. When we believe more in what we don't see, the infinite, the unformed. Let's go to our faith definition, the substance. All right? When we believe more in what we don't see than what we do see, the infinite, the finite, all right? The limitation of the human realm. Right? The obstacles that get in our way of believing in the infinite, the finite. We won't see, we will no longer be fooled by the limitations of the human realm. And what we don't see, again referring to the infinite, we will see because we will manifest that in form. All he's saying is that when we believe more in the infinite, we will no longer be fooled by the finite. And when we stop being fooled by the finite, we open the door for the infinite to live more fully in, through, and as us. And that, my beloveds, is personalizing the infinite. Is personalizing the infinite. It is you. So when you get up in the morning, I invite you to look in the mirror and say it like you mean it until you do. Good morning, God! Because that's who you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. Good morning, God. When you pass yourself in a store window and you catch your reflection, what up, God? Now, you might want to do that one silently. You might, depending on who's around. Because there are people that will, like, have issue with that. Oh, well. They'll really have issue if you walk up to a total stranger and say, "Hey, God, you having a great day?" People will, "What's up with you?" And if we did that, it would be spot on. It would be spot on. I'm going to go out on a limb and say everybody in this room has a parent. But possibly two. Maybe. And possibly have had those moments where you've done something as an adult where you were like, "Oh crap, that's my mom or that's my dad." You know those things like you watch them do that you swore you would never do, and then there you are doing it? Right, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. What if you allowed yourself to grow up like your infinite parent? What if you understood that the infinite is your parent, and you allowed the human you to grow up and suddenly, unexpectedly behave like your divine parent? To know like your divine parent. To suddenly have the wisdom of your divine parent. Because you already have it. It was born in you. Just like we have this physical genetic code, you have a spiritual genetic code. Everything you're looking for, you already are. Ernest Holmes said this in the 1926 edition: "The infinite is personal to all. Undoubtedly, the power of Jesus lay in his recognition of the infinite person as a responsive, conscious, living reality, while on the other hand, he recognized the law as an arbitrary force which was compelled to obey his will. He combined the personal and the impersonal attributes of life into a perfect whole. The infinite is personal to every soul," here's the caveat, "who believes in the infinite." If you don't believe it, it will never be true for you. I think it's page 55 in the 1938 edition where he says, if you believe this doesn't work, you prove that it does work by proving that it doesn't work. Hey? There's no way around it. It's like, this is the greatest tangled hierarchy. There's no escaping. It works. When you think it, it becomes so. And if you think it doesn't, then it doesn't, which means it does. Right. And so I invite you. I'm going to close with this. This is a reading in the back of the 1926 edition. Ernest Holmes has all these incredible devotionals. And on page 277 it says, "Thy strength is sufficient." And this is the expression of a personal relationship, the I-thou relationship with the infinite you from the human you. "O Spirit of man and God within me, thy power is great. And thy knowledge goes beyond the range of human experience. Thy wisdom excels that of all else. And besides thee, there is no other. In thy strength do I daily walk and live. In thy presence do I rest in peace and joy. Spirit within me and without, powerful thou art and great. Wonderful is thy might and complete is thy understanding. I let thy mighty strength flow through me and out into all the paths of my human endeavors. Life from within me expresses through me. And so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.